This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Pope Francis has offered comfort to migrants at a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. He blasted what he said is the indifference and self-interest shown by Europe that condemns to death those on the fringes. Francis visited the Mavrovouni camp. It was Francis's second trip to Lesbos in 5 years. He lamented that little had changed since 2016, when Lesbos was at the heart of a massive wave of migration to Europe. Francis, at that time, brought 12 Syrian Muslim refugees home with him aboard the papal plane, but there was no papal airlift on Sunday. The Omicron variant of the coronavirus has now spread to 40 countries and 16 of the 50 U.S. states. Top U.S. government health officials said Sunday they are not certain about the severity of its effects on the health of people who contract it. Top infectious disease expert in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the virus does not look like there's a great deal of severity to it. Dr. Fauci spoke on the media network CNN's State of the Union show. Bob Dole, a fixture on the American political scene, died Sunday at the age of 98. Dole was a veteran of World War II, having been severely wounded and left for dead on the battlefield. He later represented the U.S. state of Kansas for 27 years as a senator, rising to the chamber's Republican majority leader. Dole was the party's nominee for vice president in 1976, and 2 decades later, its presidential candidate in a losing effort as Democrat Bill Clinton won re-election. Dole had announced almost a year ago that he had advanced lung cancer and was beginning treatment. This is VOA News. 2 explosions rocked UN camps in northern Mali's city of Gao on Sunday. According to AFP journalists at the scene, the blast caused damage, but no casualties. The early morning explosions shook the barracks of the UN mission in Mali called MINUSMA. They forced the occupants to take refuge in shelters for 2 hours. The French army reported only material damage, but had no information on the possible perpetrators of the blasts. A MINUSMA spokeswoman told AFP that 2 other camps in the north had been targeted with mortar fire on Saturday, causing no damage. 5 people were killed and at least 15 arrested after Myanmar security forces in a car rammed into an anti-coup protest on Sunday morning in Yangon. That's according to local news portal Myanmar Now. Witnesses on the scene told Reuters that dozens had been injured. Photos and videos on social media show a vehicle that crashed through the protesters and bodies lying on the ground. Another protest was held in Yangon in the afternoon, despite the morning violence. Anti-military protests are continuing despite the killing of more than 1,300 people since the February 1st coup. The scattered protests are often small groups voicing opposition to the overthrow of an elected ruler, of the elected government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, and the return of military rule. More than 31,000 people have been deported by the Dominican Republic to Haiti this year. That includes more than 12,000 of them in just 3 months. That is a huge spike, according to observers. As the rest of the world closes its doors to Haitian migrants, the country that shares an island with Haiti also is cracking down in a way that human rights activists say hasn't been seen in decades. The increasing mistreatment of the country's Haitians, they say, coincided with the rise of Luis Abinader, who took office as president in August 2020. They accuse the government of targeting vulnerable populations, separating children from their parents, and racial profiling. Some anti-racist activists were beaten up as far-right former French TV pundit Eric Zemmour held his first campaign rally near Paris. Zemmour formally declared his candidacy for April's presidential election in a video relaying his anti-migrants, anti-Islam views. The 63-year-old with multiple hate speech convictions has unveiled his campaign slogan, "Impossible is not French," a quote attributed to Napoleon. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.